Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday, December the 5th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour, 30 degrees and partly sunny skies here in Marion. How about that? We're off and running on another Monday morning here in the holiday season. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are. 20 days until Christmas. You know, I don't know if people are out shopping yet. Thursday was December the 1st. So that kind of put us in the full breadth of the holiday season. So hopefully everybody's coming along. Do want to do some news and notes here this morning to kick off the morning. I hear Christmas at the Palace this past weekend, the 40th anniversary, was a tremendous success. Knew a lot of people who participated in that. I hear they drew big crowds at every show, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. To anybody who went, I heard they were very well entertained. And I'm so glad to hear that that everything just went great at Christmas at the Palace, the 40th anniversary. It's important to have events like that in the community that continue every year and people continue to go to. Now, I was told, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but a bunch of our very own Charlie Evers family participated in this. His daughter Amy was in this, and son-in-law, and some of the grandkids were in it. So I think they all performed great from what I hear, and I think there was even a mention. I ran into Jeff Ruth last night, and I think he mentioned to me that something was said during the show that Charlie had a bunch of his family members participating in this, and that Charlie had participated in the original Christmas at the Palace back in 1982 as part of the men's tap line. So I am so glad that that was done, because there is a guy who certainly deserves to be honored, and I'm glad everybody had a great time at Christmas at the Palace. And I'm sure Charlie's daughter and son-in-law and grandkids all represented him well. That's very, very, very nice to hear. I also hear that the peanut push went well. I think there's a story about it in the newspaper today. I think they raised a lot of money this year, which is a great, great thing. Again, that was all started by Charlie many, many years ago. So good to see that that's still going on, and good to see that they're still raising money and that people are still coming downtown to push a peanut with their nose. So that's the type of stuff this holiday season you like to hear about. So I am so happy that Christmas at the Palace went well and that the peanut push came off well. Now, does anybody have any information on the peanut push or Christmas at the Palace? Did anybody attend either one of those events this past weekend? Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. Or has anybody read the story in the newspaper this morning that talks about the peanut push? I forget how much money was raised, but I think it was close to $60,000. Maybe, I don't know, maybe more than that. I know I saw a check over the weekend. I think it was posted on social media. Something like $57,000. It's great to give kids Christmas here in Marion. What better thing to do during the holiday time than give kids a good Christmas? And as I say, the pictures I saw from Christmas at the Palace were great. And again, I think of all the people who perform in that. You know, we were talking about Charlie's relatives. But Bob Bender has been doing that for many, many, many years. I believe all 40 years, maybe. I think we talked to Bob about that at one point. And there are a lot of people who are just absolute stalwarts for Christmas at the Palace, and that's a great, great thing. You know, I was talking about it last week and kind of making some light of how long the show is, and the show is long. I believe it still runs over 2 hours. But you know what? During the Christmas season, if it gets people in the door and it raises money for the Palace and people have a good time doing it, let it go on 10 hours. Who cares? If people are having a good time and people are still buying tickets, that's all that really matters. So congratulations to everybody there. And I was very, very, very happy to hear that they mentioned Charlie because, you know, I think a lot about Charlie at Christmas time because we had a lot of fun during the holiday season here on this station for 6 years with Charlie. With the eggnog on Christmas Eve, getting a little, I don't ever want to say drunk because nobody ever got drunk, but let's just say a little inebriated from the eggnog spiked with, what did it used to be spiked with? Isn't that awful? Moonshine. I think it was moonshine they used to spike that with. So Charlie and myself and different people over the years, Sean, Terry, Marge Hazelett, all were feeling pretty good during the Christmas Eve celebration. And, of course, the Christmas parties we have every year here at the station, and we'll have one of those this year, were always a lot of fun. And so thinking a lot about Charlie this weekend and the great guy he was and the great guy I know I know you, the audience, loved him, and so glad to see that he was mentioned well this weekend during all the Christmas festivities. So if anybody has any information from that story that I believe is in today's paper, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038 on the Peanut Push. Or did anybody go see Christmas at the Palace who's out there listening who can give us maybe not a review, but just a remembrance of what it was and how it was? Would love to hear about that, 740-751-4038. Now, of course, here at this station, we have the fruitcake toss coming up. And last week, we did get up over 40 people. And, of course, I'm working from the home office this morning, so I do not have all 40 people in front of me. But, boy, we've got a list. Now, Ray Grogan was the last one added last week, county prosecutor, which brought us up to 40 people. But we've got Sarah and Judy Cressup and Pastor Whitaker and Buckeye Guy and Fruitcake Lily and Ralph Thacker and Angie and Sheriff Bales and Lieutenant Brown and Judge Edwards and Mayor Schertzer and Fire Chief Chuck Deem, Jack Kellogg, James Anderson, Ted Jolliffe, Dr. Davis, Abby, the whole, I'll be in it. 7 o'clock on December 15th. Now, if you would like to add somebody, give me a call here, 740-751-4038. Now, interestingly enough, as we get closer to this, December 15th, people have come up to me and said, how do I get in on that fruitcake toss? So if you've been thinking about it, give us a buzz, because you will probably want to practice. Now, I know people think that they're just going to walk in there and toss that fruitcake. I've done it for 2 years, and I'm telling you, there is a technique to it, so you really got to practice a little bit before you throw that fruitcake. But if you want to enter somebody, or you've been thinking about entering yourself, we're at 40 people right now. We can still add names, right? I think the cutoff date's going to be the 13th, and the fruitcake toss on the 15th. So 740-751-4038 if anybody's got anything they would like to add to the fruitcake toss. We got our first Christmas card last week, so I do want to mention this again. If you send a Christmas card to us here at the station, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302, if you put your return address in the card, we will get a card back to you. And also, if you put a message in there, we will read it on the air. And we do display those cards in the WGH studio. So, if you'd like to send us a card, we've done this many, years, and we love sending the cards back to you. Anybody who's ever sent us a card will know that we do send them back. 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And remember to put your return address in the card and put a little message in there, and we'll read it on the air. All right. Okay, what else? Well, we're getting a call here. Let's go to the phones, and then we'll come back to this. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the reality TV shows and super fans.
True.
How's that for your passage?
Well, I'll take that today.
I wanted to bring something up regarding the fruitcake extravaganza.
Yes, go right ahead.
Good job to both of our professional football teams, the Bengals. Excellent game. You know, two of the best young quarterbacks in history battling it out, and looks like the team on the Ohio River was victorious. So, good job there. What do you think about the Buckeyes playing Georgia?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think the Buckeye fans, which is something I don't see very often, a lot of the Buckeye fans have been disheartened since that major loss to Michigan last week. And it just seems like a lot of them don't care. Now, some of them do. I'm not saying the majority don't care. But for the first time in a long time, it just seems like they are so upset. Matter of fact, I saw something on Facebook this morning about an Urban Meyer quote that if you can't beat Michigan, it doesn't matter if you win any national titles. So I think people are still upset about that.
Well, Woody Hayes continues to kind of giggle, rolling over in his grave, but that's how it goes. That's how it goes, I guess. Impressive performance by the Bengals, though. You know, Patrick Mahomes, a very, very tough player, and I remember his father as a baseball player. That's quite an athletic family, but the Bengals held their own, didn't they?
Well, they do, and the Bengals have had great teams the last couple of years, so that wasn't surprising to me that they pulled it off.
Explosive offense. Good job there. You're an OSU alum, right? That's why your email is OSU Kid, I believe.
That is correct.
Are you going to take the midnight train to Georgia, so to speak?
Well,
and view the game, or if you're a pretty big fan?
Well, I'm more of a baseball fan than a football fan, so highly unlikely that would be something I would be doing. But, you know, I don't know if the Buckeyes have a defeatist attitude right now, which I'm interested to find out. You know, being creamed so badly by Michigan and not having the fan support that they normally have, will that hurt them going into this game with Georgia? And Georgia's not a pushover team, so I don't know.
Okay. So what time on the 15th is the Fruitcake Extravaganza again?
7.
It's like 6 o'clock, right?
7 o'clock.
Okay. I asked our weatherman, you know, he's one of my second cousin, 4 times removed, and the weather is going to be very December-like, or if we can just give an outlook at this point, but it's going to be very December-like on the 15th. Rain and snow in the morning, somewhat windy, up to an inch of snow, and then some snow developing after midnight. The ground should be moist with maybe some rain or snow, and it's going to be much. Remember, it was pretty mild last year. So even if it's raining or snowing and the ground is mushy, we're still going to do it. It's rain or shine.
Well, I'll tell you what. This brings up an interesting point because this has come up. Now, we did have an offer last week of possibly moving this up the road to a church, and I never heard anything more back about that yet. Now, if I do, I will let people know. But here's what will happen, just to calm people's minds. So I'm glad you've called in this morning about this. Now, if there is no bad weather, if it's just some snow, you know, an inch of snow is not that bad a deal. If the rain, you know, rain would be the only thing that would hurt us. If it's raining, that's going to be nasty. Nobody's going to want to stand outside in the rain. If it's snowing, an inch of snow, we can get through that. Cold, we can get through cold. We're only out there an hour. But here will be the deal. There's a church just up the road, less than a mile, 2 miles from the station. And as soon as we get confirmation that we can use that church, here's what will happen. If the weather's fine, because you know long-term predictions, what's that, week and a half away still.
December. You never quite know what the weather's going to
be. Right, and this is what we'll do. What will happen will be, if it is fine and we can do it where we've normally done it, we'll do it there. And that'll be that. But for some reason, should there be rain and it's just soaked and nasty outside, we will have somebody at the station, for all the people who are coming there for it, to say, listen, it's moved down to the church just up the road. So,
it'll be in a parking lot with a blacktop. Is that going to be the difference?
Yeah, that'll be the difference.
That could be slippery in that weather. You're better off on the grass where you have traction.
Well, the problem, though, is that on... Plus, we haven't run the article in the paper this week. It'll probably run in the paper. We're already at 40 people, and I know of 2 to 3 people yesterday who were still thinking about signing up. So if we get to 50 people, there's no way we're going to have parking on South Prospect Street.
Yeah, I parked about a mile away. But
right.
Year. But I thought it would be good exercise. Obviously, it didn't help very much, but burn a calorie.
Well, I want to talk to you about that in a second here, but 50, if we get up over 50 people, we will probably move it as well. I don't know what the newspaper article will bring on it. I guess we'll find out as the week goes on. And we also haven't mentioned it on social media. I'm going to wait till the newspaper runs their article to mention it on social media, and we'll see how many signups we get from that. So that's how that will work. But regardless, anybody who's entered anybody and told them to come to the radio station, don't worry, because there will be somebody at the radio station that night as the cars pull up to say, hey, listen, because of the weather, we had to move this a mile up the road. So
I just think with that kind of a temperature, it could be icy on blacktop. You're better off on grass. It's tricky. You know, it's like playing football that will play in almost any weather, including in, you know, the snow or 10 degrees and windy. One thing about the fruitcake, though, Scott, if it's colder, it's going to, as it's being done, the fruitcake is going to harden because it'll freeze.
Well, I don't know that it could get any more hard than
it. I think it'll be easier to throw it the farther along you go. And, of course, it'll get mushy if it's raining. Even if it's wrapped in saran wrap, it's going to get some water on it.
You know,
the weather really can affect it versus a football where it's a solid object, not spongy like fruitcake.
Now, I do want to mention this, and then I want to ask you something, Adam, but the winner, because I keep forgetting to mention this, the winner will get a plaque, a brand new thing this year from Columbus, Ohio, thanks to Bob Welsh. Bob is bringing a plaque. The winner will get a plaque. The winner will get a certificate saying they're the 2022 Fruitcake Toss champion. They will get an actual Claxton fruitcake for themselves or somebody in their family, and they will get dinner. It'll be a pizza or something somewhere in Marion that night. So that will be the prize. Now, we learned last week from Bob, who's doing a great job with this, that Ralph Thacker and Don O'Bower, who are both in it again this year, who are the two past winners of this event, will also receive plaques for their past wins. Now, the only one I'm worried about, now this might be something good for you, Adam. Can you track down Ralph Thacker? Because he's the only one on this list who I don't know if he knows that he's entered and that he's going to get a plaque back.
Even Ralph that came last year, where I asked him if he was your Ralph, because they kind of remind me of each other.
Yeah, his name's Ralph Thacker. Yeah.
That's the Ralph you mean.
Yeah, he's the one who won the original fruitcake toss. And if you could just find his number and call him, because you're good at finding numbers, and just say, Ralph, he'll know who you are. He listened to the station all the time.
Hold on a minute, Scott, while we're on the phone. I mean, Thacker is not a common name like Smith. So.
No, and just call him up and say, hey, you've been entered in the fruitcake toss on the 15th, and we've got a plaque for you.
While we talk, Scott, I'm going to go ahead and do a little... I have 4 screens monitored, so I can do it.
Yeah, and then you can call us back and tell him if you got a hold of him. But... But anyway,
he lives in Marion, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so go ahead and keep talking. I'm going to keep trying to find.
Well, my question. Well, first of all, my statement is I don't believe a fruitcake could get any harder than it already is, depending on the weather. And the second thing is, a lot of people have made mirth of your throw last year. Have you made any changes this year?
Well, what I didn't realize, and this is where it comes into the fruitcake kind of being hard, is you don't have to throw it like on the fly. You can, I was trying to do it like making it a punt so it's high enough it doesn't get blocked. Instead, I'll throw a line drive, let it bounce, and it could end up bouncing into Upper Sandusky. Who knows?
So you're saying you could end up with the plaque this year?
I mean, you never know. I mean, it's a tricky device. Ralphson is mid-70s, right? That's the one that I'm looking at.
I would say probably mid-70s, yeah.
Would that be about right? Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, so I'm going to try to bring a couple of friends, also just to be my photographers, because I haven't met our honorable mayor yet, and a few other people that might be there. So let them. Yeah, I see it as a press. I don't recognize the street, but I have two numbers, Scott. I'm going to message you these numbers that I found. Okay.
Let me see if they look familiar, because he called the station several times. And if one...
One second here, I'm just doing 100 things at one time. But yeah,
I'm guessing that it's him.
One quick secundo. I think it's the second. Or it might be a cell, it's a 419. Okay. I think it's the second number. What do you think?
I think so. If you could try to give him a call, and I'm sure he's up, because he always listened to the show in the morning, and just let him know that he's been nominated, December 15th at 7 o'clock, and also that even if he can't participate this year, I'm sure he'll participate, but that we do have a plaque for him from his past participation.
Why don't you freeway him in? That'll be even more fun.
Well, because I don't like to put people on the air when they don't know that I'm going to put them on the air. And I don't know that I can three-way with the interface here.
Well, I can.
Well, okay. Try to three-way him in then.
Okay. You're the ones that have to talk to him, okay?
Okay.
Well, let me see if I can, because ever since Sprint became T-Mobile, everything has gotten different. Let me see here.
This is live Renegade Radio right here.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can. So I might hang up on you, but let's try. Yeah,
okay.
The Sprint becoming T-Mobile has really messed things up. Hold on, please. Let me try it. Send message. Yeah, I wish I didn't have to switch the SIM card, but there's not much I can do about it.
You know, I'm not sure which number it would be. To be probably the second one. That looks like a home number, the second one. I can't remember. I think his wife's name was Becky. Becky Thacker? If I remember right.
I got a message that it said, we're sorry, the number's been disconnected.
Yeah,
that's weird.
I would try the cell number, then. The 419.
Okay, the 419 number. Okay, hold on for me.
Yeah. I think he lives over in Fair Park. Do you have a street name on that? And we're also waiting to hear back from the church to see if they're going to be our plan B. If not, it'll probably be a school. So we'll see how that goes. Yes, that street address Adam just sent me is a Fair Park address, so that would be right. And I believe Ralph did tell me one time he lived over in Fair Park. So we're getting it done here in the holiday season. Fruitcake toss, December 15th, 7 p.m. It's going to be big.
It said the subscriber you have dialed is not in service.
Well, I'll tell you what. Take a minute and look for Becky Thacker, same address, or just any phones at that address. I believe that is his address. Because I'm trying to remember what the... I know it didn't...
His son passed away in 2013, right? So that's Ralph Thacker Jr. that I found.
Yeah, that his son did pass away.
Right. That's unfortunate. Very, very young. So it's senior, obviously.
I know his wife was named Becky. So Rebecca or Becky.
Okay.
Same address.
Let's try Becky. Okay.
But yeah, that would definitely be the address, because I know he did live in Fair Park.
Yeah, because 382 is a... regular Marion number.
Yeah, that's a landline.
Okay. Becky S. Thacker, yes.
Oh, okay. Are those...
Low 70s. Hold on for me.
Okay.
Isn't this exciting?
Well, you know what? You do what you can do.
That's giving me a Galleon address. Is that someone else? Galleon?
Well,
there's
I don't
a
know.
Martinique, no, there's a Martinique address also. I think she has an interest in the thing in Galleon. The Martinique address is there.
Boy. Well, hopefully we get this taken care of here this morning, because Ralph is the only one who I'm not sure knows that he has been.
I'm going to send you two phone numbers that I found for her. Let me know if this
Okay, let me see if any of these look familiar. Okay, let's take a look here.
Hold on.
Again, Renegade Radio here on this Monday morning, December 5th.
Yeah, ignore the Frontier reference, the phone company. Either those two look right.
The first one's
a Marion cell,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I would try the first one, yeah.
Okay, hold on for me.
Okay, here we go. Let's hope that we can get Ralph Thacker on the line here. This has been a long-term mystery, if he will be at the Fruitcake Toss. So we definitely want him there, because he's going to get a plaque for his participation and winning the first Fruitcake Toss back in 2018 was the first Fruitcake Toss.
Scott, go ahead, Scott.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Ralph?
No, you got the wrong number.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Adam, do a little research and see. Let me see if I can find anything here.
Yeah,
well, tell people.
This is right. Yeah, it sounded a little like him, but I don't know.
Let's see. I cannot remember what Ralph, I don't remember what he used to call in as. Okay, I'm pretty sure this is his, boy, I'll tell you. I think this is him, but I don't remember what, well.
Yeah, that looks like it would be right. I mean, the age is about right, so everything there makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what number he used to call in from, so I don't remember.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it on the ID, because Lee uses a private number.
Yeah, it wasn't a private number, but I didn't come up Ralph Thacker either. It used to come up something different.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, can you back search the address?
Yeah, there's also an address on the southwest side of the city under Rebecca S. That's someone else, I believe. Yeah, the one that I found in Galley, and that's just an address it was attached to, but the age was right. Let's see. So you want to let's take a look at that address here.
Yeah, because who knows what the phone number is under?
Okay, hold on. That stinks, because that sounded like Ralph, that guy.
I don't know. Ralph had a pretty strong voice, if I remember right. That guy sounded like he might have just been waking up.
Our listener Sharon sent me a message. Hold on, please.
Oh, Sharon. Sharon's out there. Well, I hope Sharon's out there listening.
I told her I'm on the air with you. I told her to hold on. Okay. Let me do a back search from this. Hold on. Usually I'm pretty good at this, Scott. Even people with names like Smith, I mean, I've been able to find. I mean, but you think I could find Thacker? That's not
not difficult. Well, Sharon, I hope you're out there listening this morning. It's always a pleasure talking with you. Haven't heard from Sharon on the air in a while.
Okay,
maybe she'll call in
soon. Taking a look what I found here. Residence. Yes, I mean I can do a search with a county. I mean that's his house, but there's no people found.
Well, I'm sure he'll pop up somehow.
Well, let me. Thank goodness for this gigabit internet that I have. I put it to use. Gosh, we're so close here. I know where it really stinks. That guy that answered the phone, Scott, I'm pretty confident that I found the right person.
No, I don't think that was him.
Yeah, but I mean it's close, which, you know, it kind of stinks, because I'm not putting the address here.
-30, mostly cloudy skies here in Marion, trying to track down Ralph Thacker for the Fruitcake Toss. Now, remember, there are 40 people in the Fruitcake Toss, and by the way, I believe there's going to be love in the air that night, because there are two people involved in this Fruitcake Toss. I'm not going to say who they are, but,
We know who they are, Scott. We know who they are.
Well, I don't think you do, but you'll find out that night.
The house actually, now I'm getting the next door neighbor address. So that address was wrong. This is the address that I found through the auditor.
Then now, do they list the phone number?
Yeah, but actually, the address I gave you doesn't exist. This actually is the right address. So let me take it. Let me go back to my other search here. That might be why, because there was a little typo in that. Sometimes there's typos in this thing. So.
Did you ever try that 419 number? Maybe his number did.
Yeah, that's the one that was out of service. The only one that answered and was valid was the one where the guy said it's the wrong number. That's the only one, which kind of stunk. It rang, and I got so much hope for it. Okay, so I have this one did pull up people. There's a Nancy Thacker. Is that a relative? Is it Becky and a Nancy?
I don't know. I've never been over for lunch.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, Ralph's a really nice guy. I mean, okay. So now I have this. Let me see if that's the same number that I gave you. Okay, the numbers that it pulls up, Scott, are the same two that I gave you, which don't work.
Well, that's odd. So if anybody knows Ralph Thacker or how to get a hold of him,
let us know. Knock on his door, because I try, believe me. Normally, normally I'm really good at this. I mean, people ask me all the time. But, you know, I know where he lived. So knock on his door. Yeah, it's like the near the fairgrounds, right? It's just north end of town.
Yeah, over near. I believe he's in Fair Park. Yeah.
Yeah. Just go knock on his door. So.
Well, hopefully he'll see it in the newspaper, or he will see it on social media.
Yeah, I mean, I tried, but you know, that's how it goes sometimes.
Well, maybe Sharon is messaging you to tell you she knows where Ralph Becker is.
It's an IT related issue.
Oh, IT related.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, Scott, and I'm sure I'll see you before that.
We'll move on. Thanks, Adam.
My arm is ready due to all my gym usage.
We shall hope.
Gym selfies to show the musculature.
And
you,
now, wait a second. What was this thing again? You're bringing a photographer for what?
Try to bring a couple friends at least. Just we'll take some photos, so I don't have to take them myself, and maybe participate.
Now don't shake people down.
Oh no, not at all.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right. See you later. Bye bye.
Thanks, Adam. Bye bye. Oh yes, this is good. Brinley, who's our listener out there, maybe our youngest listener, 6 years old and in first grade, said her cookie was really good and she shared it with her family. Brinley won the chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut on Friday, playing Family Feud. So Mary, her grandmother, I know listens, and she's a devoted listener. Thank you, Mary, and thank you, Brinley, if you're out there listening this morning, for playing along Friday and maybe being our youngest winner ever in the Family Feud. I also got a message there that somebody thinks they know who the love in the air is going to be at the fruitcake toss, but they're wrong. I'm telling you. There could be a love connection that night. All right, phone lines are open. 49 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anybody still want to enter the fruitcake toss before the avalanche comes in and we put it in the newspaper and we put it on social media? Or is anybody interested in helping us track down Ralph Thacker? I wish I, you know, his number came up a bunch of times, and I just never wrote it down. I should have had a phone tree going, is what I should have had done. But if the weather is bad on fruitcake night, which, you know, rain would probably be the only thing that would cause a major problem, we will just have somebody at the station directing people where to go to get out of the rain. Because I think we do have some plan Bs in place that night. And if it really looks bad the night before, hopefully we'll get it out in the newspaper and on social media that the event has moved to a new location. And, you know, I hope everybody who's done some nominating does call and remind everybody next week that they are in the fruitcake toss and that the event's coming up. Because half of the fun and half of the interest in the
fruitcake toss is reminding people when it is. Because people have to remember that it is taking place. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anybody have anything on their mind this morning, this Monday, December the 5th, 2022? 50 minutes past the hour here. Again, does anybody have any first-hand stories from Christmas at the Palace or the Peanut Push? What else do we have here? Went down to Polaris on Friday night. You know, I was in the Polaris Mall on Friday night, and it wasn't very busy. Very nice mall. I always like Macy's and stores like that, but not as busy as I thought it would be for a Friday in the holiday season. What else do we have here? Oh, I did want to mention this, that Bob McGrath, one of the original members of Sesame Street, passed away yesterday at the age of 90, I believe, from respiratory failure. Now, remember, he was the guy who sang "These Are the People in Your Neighborhood." And I got to interview Bob a few years ago. I don't remember if it was in 2014 or 2015. But he sang during the interview, and he was just the nicest guy. And, you know, that really was kind of a full circle moment. Because I had watched this guy when I was a kid. And then here he is singing on the program. So I was sad to hear that Bob McGrath had died at the age of 90. But a nice ripe old age at the age of 90. So happy trails to Bob McGrath, and thank him for all the fun and enjoyment he gave us over the years. Have you noticed how many people are sick? Let me tell you, here is what you don't want to happen that happened to me yesterday. Oh, I want to do this as well. You know, we talked about the dry cleaners going out of business here in Marion, and I think I said many times on the air last week that Marion had no dry cleaner left. Well, thanks to Jeannie Evers, a longtime good friend listener of ours, she sent me an ad here that appeared in one of these money savers that the Alco cleaners are still in business. And apparently they've been in business for 110 years. 465 South Sefner Avenue here in Marion. Dry cleaning and laundry Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 4, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12, and closed on Sunday. They do alterations, next day service, pickup and delivery, and Amy and Brian are the proprietors of this business. So, Alco Dry Cleaning is still in business over on 465 South Sefner Avenue. And they do have daytime hours, and apparently have been open 110 years. So I'm glad to hear we do still have a dry cleaner in Marion. Has anybody ever used the Alco cleaners? I don't know. I don't think I've ever used them, but I'm glad to hear that they are still in business over there. Well, here's the thing I was talking about with sick people. Now, yesterday, I ran into somebody who I had not run into in a long time. And they came up to me, and this is what they did. They, you know, they were in the same room with me, so they were probably 3 or 4 feet away from me. And they said, "Scott, I just want to tell you, I got the flu shot, and I still got the worst case of flu. I had to go to the hospital. I was coughing my head off. I had to use Tamiflu," and you could even tell that their voice was still hoarse. And here they were back in a public place. So here, if I get ill, now you're going to know why. You know, I don't know. It seems like a lot of people are sick. And I ran into somebody else yesterday who said they had to go home from work on Saturday night because they were not feeling well with a cold or something of that nature. I just don't know. People have coughs. People are not feeling well. I don't know how you avoid it. But if you're not feeling well, try not to go out in public. I know it's hard to avoid completely going out in public, but, oh, geez, to walk up to, and I didn't want to be rude, and so I sat there and I listened to her story, but you could clearly tell that she was not feeling well, that because her voice was still completely hoarse. Now, what's the etiquette in that situation?
election. How do you handle that situation? 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And again, we want to say thank you to Brinley for being our chocolate chip cookie winner this past Friday on the Family Feud, and apparently she enjoyed her cookie from Pizza Hut, and she shared it with her family. And I wouldn't expect anything less from little Brinley, who's a very, very nice girl, from what I understand. I wonder if we'll be getting a Christmas card from Brinley. Remember, Christmas cards can be sent to 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address in there, and we will get a card back to you. All right, other than that, it's the fruitcake toss, December 15th at 7 p.m. Now remember, if the weather gets all nasty for some reason, we will have somebody at the station telling people where to go for a plan B. Also, I would imagine if we get up over 50 people, we will probably have to move it anyway. It's been a long debate, to be honest with you, because we want to do it at the station, because that way we can broadcast it a lot easier. But the parking becomes an issue, and weather does become an issue. Because we're going to have this fruitcake toss that night, no matter what the weather is. If we have to move it inside, we'll move it inside. So, you know, putting that together is a little difficult, but we'll get there. 57 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have any thoughts on how to handle the fruitcake toss? A lot of times, you guys have much better ideas than I do. 740-751-4038. Also did want to mention, you know, the Harding Dog Collar Reward of $5,000 expires at the end of the year, December 31st. If you find the Harding Dog Collar or can give us information that will lead to its return, you'll get $5,000 up through December the 31st. I did repost this on social media this past weekend, and it got something like over 60 shares. So the word is definitely out there. People are seeing it. We have not got any clues yet as to where it might be, but the word is definitely being put out there, to be sure. And again, if anybody has any information on how we get in touch with Ralph Thacker, let us know, because we want him there to participate. He was our first Fruitcake Toss champion, but we also want him there to get his plaque from being the Fruitcake Toss champion in year number one. So all of that is very important to us, and the same thing goes for Don O'Bauer, who was our Fruitcake Toss champion last year, and I believe still holds the record for the Fruitcake Toss. So we definitely want Dono and Ralph there both to participate, but receive their plaques from past years. All right, again, phone lines are open here, 59 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind or any ideas you might have, we would love to hear from you. Now, my idea at this point, we'll do the fruitcake toss where everybody thinks we're going to do it at the station, and if the weather gets really, really bad, we will just have somebody at the station telling people where to go. Now, that's the best idea I have so far, but who knows what will happen between now and then. All right, we're coming up on a break. We're going to come back with more here on WGH Talk. All kinds of fun. Don't you dare switch that dial. A whole nother hour coming up of fun.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For Mr. Jingling and the entire WWGH staff and crew.
Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat. And he chuckled and clucked, what a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick.